This episode of the Spider Bites podcast is sponsored by TeePublic.com. TeePublic.com is an online merchandise store that showcases indie artists' design products from tees to totes to tapestries to whatever. They have thousands of designs, the prices are super affordable, and every purchase supports an independent artist. All of us at the Spider Bites podcast are picking out our favorite designs, and you can see what we like this week. Whether it's the Dabbing Husky or Thanos the Infinity Stone Bay, you can find and purchase these designs on t-shirts, sweatshirts, hoodies, or even phone cases. Just visit our store at teepublic.com/stores/spider-bites-podcast. Look, I know it's a mouthful, but the link will be in the description of the episode so you can find it there and see for yourself. And thanks again to teepublic.com for sponsoring this episode. What's up, everybody? It's Spider. Just wanted to give you guys a little heads up. Unfortunately, we had a little bit of a technical difficulty this week. For the first few minutes of the episode, Ashley's audio didn't get recorded, so you'll just hear me talking to myself. It sounds like I'm just having a conversation with myself. But don't worry, we did get it fixed, so a few minutes will go by, then Ashley's audio will kick in and you'll be able to hear her. But again, just wanted to apologize and let you all know this before you jumped into the episode, but hopefully you still enjoy. Yeah. Oh, I haven't played Stardew in forever. I'm glad, now I was just thinking, I'm glad Stardew doesn't, like, progress the way Animal Crossing does, because Animal Crossing I also haven't played forever, and so I know that my island is just overrun with weeds and overgrown grass, and I'm pretty sure my villagers might think that I'm dead in my house. I have roaches in my house because I haven't been there in forever. But I'm glad that Stardew isn't like that, because I mean, I don't think there's really any consequence. If it was, it would just be your animals would probably hate you because they haven't been fed in I don't know how long. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the stone, and it makes no sense, because it's like, all right, so I spend the entire spring clearing out my farm. You know what? This is the Spider Bites podcast, episode 168. We're streaming live on Twitch. If you want to hang out with us, come join us. Twitch.tv/TJSpider every Thursday night, 7:30 p.m. Central Time. I already started recording, but I don't feel like it's always like this when we don't talk for a week. But yeah, you spend all spring cleaning off your farm. You're breaking rocks. You're, you know, slashing the ferns or the weeds or whatever, and you're chopping down all this wood and everything. Your farm is clear. You're making these crops, you know, for the entire year. And then winter comes, everything's covered in snow. And then spring comes again, the whole farm is overgrown. It's like, I have no trees on my farm. Where are these logs coming from? Boulders just sprout from the ground in the spring, and it's like, I don't understand why. Right. I've just seen like images of people's farms in Stardew where they have everything sectioned off, you know, by particular crops and all this other kind of stuff. And then there's pathways and fences, and like there's a house here, and there's a shed here, and color coordinated chests outside of everything. And it's like, I can't do that. I don't have the vision to be able to do something like that. I know Michelle and I were playing together for a while. And we got to whatever the island or whatever it's called. And I can't remember what we were doing, but I know we were trying to work our way up to saving enough money to get the silos to let you teleport back and forth between your farm and island. Yeah, the obelisk. That's what they call the obelisk. And I think each of them was like 2 million coins or something like that. Like super expensive. I think we hit 1 million at one point. And then we ended up spending money on something. I don't remember. But yeah, and then we just kind of, I think we got to a point to where it just, there stopped being new stuff to do. And everything was just kind of a grind. Like Mr. Key or whatever his name is on the island that gives you those like particular challenges. It's like every one of those that we tried, we failed miserably. I know there's one challenge where you have to get like a certain score. Excuse me, in a video game that's inside the bar. And yeah, it's just failed at it over and over again. There was another one where you had to plant the key beans and you had to get like a 1,000 of the key fruit and then sell it. And I know there's a strategy to it, but it just never worked out the way we wanted it to. And it was just always a struggle. And I was like, all right, I'm going to leave this alone for a little bit. I don't know. At some point, we might go back to it. She's gotten real heavy into Minecraft lately. So she's been doing that. And I've been, there's this new, not new, it's been out for a couple of years, but it's still in early access. But it's a battle royale game called Super Animal Royale. And actually, when I tell you, this is the cutest, most deadly thing you've ever seen in your life. It's basically just like a typical battle royale game, just like Fortnite or Call of Duty Warzone or Apex or whatever. Like you're on this mode of transportation. Like Fortnite has the flying bus, Call of Duty Warzone has like a plane, I don't know what Apex has, but basically you jump out, you drop in a certain area, you collect weapons, and you basically fight to survive to try to be the winner of the battle royale. But it uses all these just little cute animals, and you can unlock, just like with other games where you can unlock different skins, you can collect DNA during the game to unlock different animals. And my favorite animal is a red panda. And in order for me to get unlock red panda DNA, I have to be level 60. And I started playing the game maybe a week ago, and I'm up to about level 20 right now. So it's gonna take some time, but it's fun though, because normally I don't like battle royale type games because there are all these, you know, the console players versus the PC players, and the PC players are like super good because they have their mouse and keyboard and they can aim, but then you also have hackers on the PC, so you know it makes these battle royale games a little bit more difficult because there are a lot of, you know, basically these tryhards, you know, they go in and it's just, they take it super seriously. And that's not to say that Super Animal Royale probably doesn't have tryhards in it too, but it's so quick. Like you can drop in and in almost the same amount of time, you can survive to be like in the top 20, or you can be one of the first 15 eliminated. And it's like, as soon as you hop out of a game, like you're eliminated, you're like, okay, you leave that game, and then you come back out to the lobby, and then you ready up to go back in. And within another like 20 seconds, you're back into another game. So that's definitely a plus. But it's just, I don't know, it's just cute. And there are like a bunch of other little things that you can find around the map, like little secrets, like hidden secrets. They're like little trap doors and little hidden areas and stuff like that. And you get to unlock different skins and you can dress up your animals in all different kind of ways. I have like a like a, well, not a set list of animals, but I have this like loadout of animals where I have specific animals with specific clothing. I have a para panther. He's a black panther, but he has like parachute equipment on. So he has like a jumpsuit and a helmet with a GoPro on it. I have one where I call it, what is it? Oh, a cat on the run. So it's a cat and he has like a prison outfit on and he has a trucker hat with a fake mustache on his face and he's carrying around a road sign. So it's just like different like little cute stuff like that. But I got sucked into that real quick. I didn't think I would because Michelle and I were trying to play Gang Beasts on her stream last week and the matchmaking for Gang Beast wasn't working, and so she was like, oh well, I downloaded this game called Super Animal Royale, it looks super cute, you know, maybe we could try playing that. And so we started playing that, and I think in the first couple matches we ended up in like fourth place. I was like, okay, this is not too bad, and I was just all in after that. It's like they're adorable and menacing at the same time. Michelle had a fox and he was in a suit, and because she used a campfire and you can stand by the campfire if you're hurt and it helps you replenish your health, and one of the milestones and one of the rewards that you get for doing standing next to a campfire, oh, they say they can't hear you. That would have been good to know. You're definitely coming across on OBS, so they've been thinking that I've been talking to myself this whole time. Say something.
Hello.
Can you hear her now?
Am I good now?
Maybe. You can hear her now. Okay, so I had you on monitor only. That might be why, because I had you on monitor only instead of monitor and output. So that was my fault. I'm stuck in my MacBook ways of handling audio. I gotta relearn myself differently. But yeah, so she used the campfire, so she got a marshmallow on a stick, and it was the meanest looking fox in a suit with a marshmallow on a stick. It's like we're standing in the lobby getting ready up to go into a match, and she's just standing there, and just like, it's almost terrifying.
Almost.
It's a little bit too cute to be terrifying. It's definitely menacing, but not quite terrifying. But they have otters and hippos and just like pretty much, I don't want to say every single animal, but there are a lot of different animals and a lot of different variations of animals. There's like a zombie tiger and a skull cat and just polar bears. And so if I would like to meet them and also feel very sorry for the person who has unlocked every single variation of every animal, because that would have to take a ton of time and a ton of dedication, because it's at least I don't know exactly what the rate is for collecting DNA, but I would imagine that the further you go along in the game, the more DNA you collect. I would think that you would have to win a lot of games to be able to collect all of that. But I did make it to second place once. Almost made it to almost won. My heart rate was like 120 beats per minute after that one. I was like, okay, I think I need to take a break after that. Michelle says, beware of my toasted marshmallow.
Yeah, I understand, like, panicking when you're playing something, because I've had that recently with when I was playing one of my rhythm games, because they have these missions that, like, you can do. Like, you don't have to, but one of the songs, it was a Bangtan song, Dope, which is actually the first song I ever heard by them. Where if it was on 5X, which is how I play every song, I do 5X hard, which actually it's like, it's not too hard depending on the song. But then they added super hard for only certain songs, and you have to like beat it in the mission in order to actually play it outside of the mission, which I don't know why. So you can't just like, if you haven't beaten it in one of the missions, which it takes you forever to be able to even get to that one, then you can't play super hard for that song, like just playing it, even just like by yourself, even if you don't play with other people. I don't know why. I find that annoying. But like, you needed, they wanted you to get all, what was it? Marvelous is the top one. Whatever the second one is, like, they wanted you to get really good at it while you're doing it. Can't think of what it's called. I'm about to go on here, just look at it. But I couldn't do it because it was just too hard. And then, like, as soon as I got one that was below that, whether it was because I missed a note or I got, like, a good or a bad, it just, it's like you failed.
Wow.
And it was so hard because it was super hard on 5X, and it's already a kind of difficult song at certain parts just because it's like a faster one. And I was struggling. And then they did this thing where if you watch an ad, it will like decrease whatever your things that you have to get are for that mission. So I was able to down it a little bit, where I think I was able to get, like, 5 or below. Like, that weren't great, like, goods or whatever. And I managed to do it finally with, like, if I would have missed, like, one more, I would have failed.
Ooh.
And I was like, oh my god. Like, it took me forever. I was like, there's no way I can do this, because I just can't do this song. It's one of those songs that I'm just going to miss notes. It's just too fast. I just can't do that. And so, like, as I'm getting, and it's the whole song. So however long the song is, like 3 minutes, whatever, you know. So it's like, the farther you get in the song, the more scared you get, where if you miss a note, you fail.
Yeah.
And so I'm like freaking out till I finally like get to the end, and then it was just like, oh, you did it. And I'm like, oh my god, like the relief that just washes over me. Like, I finally did it. I'm so annoyed. Why can't I remember what it's freaking called? Peace. What's the E word that I'm looking for?
The E word. Ooh. Elephant.
I missed the wrong thing. What is it? Excellent!
That's what the word was.
Excellent.
Excellent. Got it. Excellent.
It's like marvelous, excellent, good, bad, miss.
Okay.
Is like best to worst. I don't know, I couldn't remember excellent. I was literally just playing that before. Oops. That was over. Oh god. At my parents' house. I'm knocking things over.
Oh. I ran into.
I can't remember words.
Your brain is still on vacation.
I guess it's because I got another one coming up soon.
Right, you're about to leave again soon. No, I ran into that situation, something like that, almost. You know, there's a new, what is it called? Mario Golf Super Rush on a Nintendo Switch. And I've watched Alfredo play it, I've watched Jeremy play it, I've watched Ray play it. And so I was like, I really like the way that this game looks. And it was like... Yeah. I know they all play it with friends and, you know, are competitive and all of that kind of stuff. And I'm like, I don't know. It just looks like something that I would just enjoy playing. Just a chill golf game to play, even if it's by myself. And so I got it. And there's a story mode for it. And the story mode for the first part is very straightforward. I would say for the first 60%, it's very straightforward. You're a rookie, like you're a little me. The Nintendos have their Miis and everything. So you're a rookie, and you're basically going through tournaments with a couple of other Nintendo characters trying to, you know, basically better yourself going and become a pro. And you get to a point in the game where it just turns. And I don't want to spoil anything for anyone who hasn't played the game, who wants to play the game, and is thinking about getting the game. But there is a definite hard left turn in the game where it's not just about golf anymore. But no, there's a section that you get to where you have to team up with some other characters and you start playing these holes. And at least it's out of the three of you, at least one of you has to get par or better on the course. And if you don't, you all get kicked off and you have to start all over again. And so it's not that I was bad at the game or anything, because I felt like I was pretty decent. I won't say that I was good. I wasn't getting like birdies and hole in ones like every hole or anything like that. But I was getting pars pretty consistently. But once I got to that section, I just started screwing up everything. And the characters that you're playing with, they're not that great, so they're consistently getting bogeys and double bogeys. I'm like, y'all are not helping me out at all. It's like, I'm exactly. You're not doing me any favors. There was one hole where I just couldn't putt for some reason. I would get on the green, I'd have a birdie putt and then a par putt, and then I would miss both of them. And it's like, I just can't do it. I'm like, teammates, you gotta help me out. Just like this one time. It's like, this hole is just the death of me. I need you all to bail me out just once. And never, they never got a par or under on that hole. And I think that was the hardest I struggled in the entire game. This is the worst.
Yeah, I understand. It's like how I feel with rhythm games, where it's like, I like to believe I'm pretty good. Or, decent. And then there are just some songs where it's like, it's impossible.
Right.
I just can't do it. So, I get it. To a degree.
Yeah. But, seeing as we've been going for a little bit, I haven't even began to mention topics, but so my question for you this week is, you know, there's people always talk about, you know, at the beginning of the year, you know, New Year's come around, it's a new year, new me. People try to, you know, go to the gym, get in shape, try to live better, healthier lives and stuff like that. And then, you know, once spring passes and summertime comes, everybody's just like, oh, summertime, fine. I need a summer body, you know, all this other kind of stuff. I don't want to go into all of that. What I want to know, left turn, what I want to know is, what are some of your favorite snacks? And what's a snack that you absolutely love, but you haven't had in a very, very long time?
See, for me, I'm one of those people that I will love a certain food and I will like eat it for, you know, however, like an extended amount of time. Like, sometimes it'll be like Cheez-Its, and it's like, oh, I love Cheez-Its.
Oh,
like,
Cheez-Its, I'll eat so them great. For like, I just bought some Cheez-Its.
They're all over my kitchen, though. I'd have to go get them. Like something like that, where it's like, I love Cheez-Its. I'm eating it, like, you know, I'm having it for a snack, like every day for, I don't know, maybe a couple weeks or something.
Mm-hmm.
Or every few days or whatever. And then suddenly it's like, hate Cheez-Its, and I don't have it for like a year. I do that with a lot of different like foods and snacks. Like, I've got, like, stuff in my freezer where for a time I was like, I love this, so I'd, like, stock up on it, and then it's like, I hate it. And so now I just got, like, freezer-burned stuff
that I need to throw out. Michelle and I were actually literally just talking about this earlier today, because she sent me a TikTok where it was saying, like, the person in TikTok, like, bought some yogurt, and they were just, like, begrudgingly eating the yogurt because they bought so much of it, and it's just sitting in the fridge. She just said that just happened with her and the Cheez-Its and the white cheddar popcorn. She love it, and you love it, and you love it, and you're like, I don't want this anymore. You just have a whole bunch of it, and you have to just either let it go stale or bad, or you just gotta, like, suck it up. It's like, I guess I'll eat it because it's here.
I do that all the time. So, like, right now, let's see, what my current favorite snacks be? Probably Cheez-Its, because I bought those, and I've been eating that.
Yeah.
Just recently, I've been having a lot of just, like, spoonfuls of peanut butter for no reason. I haven't done that in a long time.
Yeah.
But, like, I've almost finished a whole jar of peanut butter pretty much just...
By spoonfuls?
Eating a spoonful every now and then. What else have I been eating recently? I don't know. What do you got? Well, I think.
I would say what I've been into recently, because Michelle has rekindled my love for mint Oreos. I'm just blasting my mic and I'm bumping all into it. I think because normally I was a chocolate chip cookie guy. I was a Chewy Chips Ahoy chocolate chip cookie guy, and I've had mint Oreos before and just kind of like, all right, you know, just kind of left it alone. And then she kind of just brought it back to my mind. I was like, mint Oreos are good. And she said, now she wants Chewy Chips Ahoy. But no, she got me back into I'm about to say Chewy Chips Ahoy. She got me back into mint Oreos. And I found the fudge covered mint Oreos. And I don't think I had ever had those before. And I've been deep into those. Like, I've gone grocery shopping like maybe two or three times in the past, probably 2 or 3 weeks, and every time I've gotten fudge covered mint Oreos. But the only thing about it, and what I hate, is, you know, you get a thing, I don't even know what they're called, but a container of Oreos, and they're like rows and rows of Oreo cookies. The box of fudge covered mint Oreos, you only get 12, and that's it. My stream's going out, so my computer's better, but my internet still sucks. Can't do anything about that. But yeah, you only get the 12 Oreos, the 12 fudge covered Oreos in the box, and it's the worst. It's literally the worst, because it's like, I want more, but I don't want to buy two boxes at a time. So I just kind of deal with what I have.
That's true.
But yeah, I've been into the fudge covered Oreos, Cheez-Its, definitely. I get a taste for tuna fish every now and then, like a tuna casserole. Yeah. I just went through like 4 cans of that in 2 days, like maybe last week.
What do you mix it with?
Tuna, mayonnaise, some seasoning, and eggs, mostly. Just, like, real simple.
Do mayonnaise?
Yeah, I mix it with mayonnaise. What do you mix yours with?
We've always mixed our tuna fish with Miracle Whip.
Oh, no. I wasn't raised on Miracle Whip. I was raised on Blue Plate.
See, we always had Miracle Whip growing up. Like, I never really had mayo growing up.
Mm-hmm.
And for me nowadays, it kind of depends on what I'm eating as to whether I prefer mayo or Miracle Whip. Like, any kind of, like, burger or sandwich, I do mayo. But still tuna fish, I still do Miracle Whip.
I knew she was going to say relish. I'm not a relish person. I've never been into relish. Like, I relish on hot dogs and any kind of, like, tuna. Like, my great aunt used to do sardines, but she would do the sardines the same way as the tuna fish. And it would just be, and then it's going out again. But yeah, it would just be like mayonnaise seasoning, eggs, and then maybe some parsley. But I guess that could be considered seasoning too. But yeah, I've never been into relish. Did I lose you in Discord too?
Yep, it's back now.
Yep, there it is. Oh, I don't think... I think it's never been that bad to where I lost you in Discord. Normally, I'll just... the stream will drop. Yeah. Oh, that's getting bad.
Yeah, that was two times. Pretty quick back-to-back, too. Yeah. I lost you on both Discord and stream both times.
I thought I heard it raining again. I was just trying to see, like, blame it on something. Maybe it had something to do with the rain.
Is it windy? Maybe it's wind.
Possibly. I don't know. But what other snacks have I been into lately? Slim Jim. Hmm. I don't
think I've ever actually had one.
Really?
I don't know.
I mean, if you... How are you with jerky?
I love jerky.
It's not like jerky. it's far removed. Well, I would say it's far removed from jerky, but it's, I would say it's more of a summer sausage type thing versus jerky. But and here it goes again. Yeah, my internet. Oh my god.
It's struggling tonight.
This is bad. So I get a new laptop, my internet wants to act up? It's like, it's not a competition.
How dare you?
It is not a competition.
Who's worse? One of them has to be that.
Either a bad laptop or bad internet. Oh, this is horrible. Chat, I am sorry. And audio listeners, I'm sorry too, because this is kind of derailing the topic at hand. Oh, that's awful.
See, I've had... Just keep refreshing, I keep struggling.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm still like red. It's not even coming back up right now. Like, my internet dropped completely. That happened to me, and it's funny because the internet dropped for OBS, but we're still talking on Discord. But no, I was working, and it was either Tuesday or Wednesday, and I have a cellular card or a cellular chip or some card or whatever in my work laptop, so I can use cellular signal to connect to our VPN for work or anything. But I've been doing that more now because my internet is so unstable. And I was connected to cellular network on my laptop for work, and I just saw my phone just say, oh, because, you know, iPhones will say, oh, you know, the cellular network that you are connected to is, there's no Wi-Fi signal. So do you want to just use the cellular network instead? Because it's like just random throughout the middle of the day. Wi-Fi just shut off. And I'm like, I don't know what else to do. It's not, there's literally nothing else that I can do. My cousin's husband works for AT&T, and he, like on his Instagram or something, he was just like, yeah, you know, if AT&T fiber, if you can get it, get it. You know, we got all these deals and everything. And so I messaged him. I was like, yeah, hit me up when it comes to my area. And so he was like, well, what's your address? And so I sent him my address over Instagram, and he just sent me like a meme of Danny DeVito in Always Sunny in Philadelphia just shaking his head, just like, nope. I was like, yeah, I know it's not available in my area. I looked it up for AT&T. The highest speeds that I can get in my area where I live right now is 28 megabytes. Now, with the company that I'm with now, I'm supposed to get upwards of like 990 megabytes down and like 40 something up. But I'm like, would I prefer to have slower speeds and a more steady connection, or faster speeds and the internet just drops out whenever it feels like?
That is a tough question.
It's a struggle.
Can I switch back and forth?
Right. It's like, all right, on the days that I'm doing a podcast, can I just get the slower speeds but the more stable connection? And the days that I want to play video games, can I get the faster speed? And if it goes out, then I just kind of have to deal with that. Like, you know, I don't know. Maybe I just have to start paying for both of them. And then just switch between the two routers. Switch between two Wi-Fi connections while I'm just doing certain stuff.
Now I'm going to use this one.
Just have like a toggle switch. And like go one company, the other company. One company, the other company.
Why not?
Oh, that's horrible.
Well, it seems to be doing okay right now, knock on wood.
Right. I went to knock on wood and I just knocked my microphone out of the way. I'm going to stop. Because I don't know if you noticed on stream, but I completely rearranged my room.
I was very confused.
Yeah, so before I had my back to the window, but now I'm facing the window. I completely rotated my bed 90 degrees and moved it to the opposite wall. And so now I have my desk in the other corner. And so I'm facing a different way at my desk. And so instead of my microphone arm being on the... Oh, God, my internet again.
I said something. I'm sorry.
It's because I wasn't able to knock on wood. That's why. God, this is awful.
Just let us get through the podcast.
Really? Seriously, just let us get through the podcast. Oh, God. But since now I'm facing my microphone arm instead of having the arm on the side of me, so now every time I move my hands, I'm bumping into the mic.
I just have mine sitting on my desk, so I don't really... Sometimes I hit the pop filter, though.
Yeah.
It's not connected to anything. It's just, like, sitting there.
Oh, this is awful. But, yeah. Knock on wood. Come back, please. This is just awful. I don't know what to do about this.
I have an ad that's not actually working. I don't know what it was supposed to be for.
Maybe I'll get more ad revenue because my streams keep stopping and starting over again.
You're gonna end up getting like attacked and they're gonna be like, stop trying to get more ad revenue. And it's like, I'm not doing it on purpose.
It's awful.
Okay, snacks.
Yes, snacks.
So I was writing some down so I could remember while you're talking. strawberry Nutri-Grain bars. I love those.
Okay.
Fruit by the Foot, which I just call it fruit roll-ups. Like, I don't know, that's just what I call it, even though those are technically a different thing. Like,
yeah.
It's the same thing, but, you know, different. And I kept saying, like, fruit roll-ups, and I don't remember if it was my cousin or who was like, oh, is it ones with the tattoos? I was like, no, these ones don't have to. I was like, okay, technically, yes. That is fruit roll-up. This is technically a Fruit by the Foot, so it doesn't have tattoos. Sorry. But I like those. And then recently... chips and salsa has been a big one. I used to eat that a lot. I don't know, like, maybe last year sometime. I hadn't really had it recently, but up north, Grandma had some of the salsa that I really like, and she had some of those, like, really good tortilla chips, and I was eating it, and then I was over at my parents' house yesterday, and they had chips and salsa, so I was eating it, so I'm like, man, next time I go to the store, I have to get some chips and salsa.
Yeah.
And the one some I haven't had in a while that I really love are like frozen thin mints. I love frozen thin mints.
Ooh.
Those are so good. And then just the generic like toast, you know, like toast and butter, just with butter, or like with like cinnamon toast, like the cinnamon sugar.
I thought that I was the only person that was like that. Like, no lie, I haven't done it in I don't know how long, but I would get into a mood where I just want toast and butter, and I would eat almost a whole loaf of bread in a sitting, because I'm just, I just want more. I'll have a stack of like eight or 10 slices of bread and just put butter on all of them and just sit there and eat toast and butter.
Yes, I love toast and butter, where sometimes it's just toast and butter and that's it. And sometimes I also put cinnamon sugar on it. It depends on what I'm into at that moment. But yeah, and then you go through like a whole loaf of just like, just butter and bread. I haven't had that in a while, so I'll probably do that soon too.
Yeah.
And then just a typical, I don't know if it's really a snack, but like grilled cheese. I guess that's more of like a lunch or a dinner or something, but I haven't had that in a while either, and it's been sounding good, so.
I would say grilled cheese. I would say grilled cheese is kind of a snack.
Yeah. That's pretty much, I think, the only time I've ever had it is either for like lunch or like a snack or something. Mm-hmm. I don't think I've ever had it for like dinner, and I've definitely never had it for breakfast.
Yeah.
But yeah, those are ones that I haven't had in a while that I'd have to have. Michelle, I don't really like grilled cheese with tomato soup.
That was like one of the staples, like in high school, if you ever had that one meal that everybody would rush to the cafeteria to get, grilled cheese with tomato soup and goldfish crackers. Whenever that was on the menu, everybody was like, because we always had, there was like the, I would say, hot meal lunch side, and then there was the sandwich, I guess we call it the fast food lunch side. And so like the hot meal lunch side was like your meatloaf and the mashed potatoes, you know, like your real food. And then on your fast food side is with your nuggets, your pizza, your burgers, you know, your, well, we call them po' boys, but they would get like hot sausage sandwiches and stuff like that. And, you know, basically your food that normally comes with fries, and that was on the other side. But anytime they had tomato soup and grilled cheese on the hot meal lunch side, that line was like outside of the door of the cafeteria, because everybody wanted the tomato soup with the grilled cheese.
Interesting. I've tried it together before, and it's okay, and I love them separately, but I just I don't know, I'm weird when it comes to like combination things, because I love crackers and I love like soup, but I don't like crackers in soup.
Yeah.
I don't know, when it comes to combination things, it's sometimes I like it, sometimes I don't.
I just remember just thinking of the tomato soup and the goldfish. But just kind of going back to the whole thing of like being all in to a certain snack and then just kind of being sick of it. I remember the last time I had goldfish was I was just really into goldfish. And you know, that sometimes there's just like the little bags of goldfish and a stream that went out again. But there's like the little bag of goldfish that you can get, right?
Yeah.
I got a big, I want to call it like a milk carton size type of goldfish. Yes, the giant carton of goldfish. Yeah. I got that. And I probably got through a third of it. And it's like, I'm kind of sick of goldfish. And I'm just like, I don't want goldfish anymore.
I've never been a big fan of like goldfish. I don't know why. Like, I love Cheez-Its, but I don't know. I don't really like goldfish. But I remember because my friend one time, which at the time it's actually her boyfriend, but back then it was just like a mutual friend of ours. Mm-hmm. He had bought like one of the giant goldfish ones, and he left it at her house. So I remember she was just eating it. I was like, man, if only I like liked goldfish. This would be great. It'd be a great snack.
Yeah.
But I do remember we used to have Skittles used to be like my favorite candy. And we had like a big bag of Skittles, and that we were like sharing. But, like, at the time, we're all kind of, like, broke. And this is when, at the time, I didn't have a job. And it was, like, just after high school. So I would spend quite a lot of time just over at her house for a while because, you know, she only worked for a few hours because it was, like, her first job or whatever. And I didn't have a job. So we just hung out most of the day for, like, I don't know, sometimes it'd be like 2 weeks at a time.
Yeah.
And so because we didn't really have jobs, we were pretty broke. And so we had these like Skittles, a big bag of Skittles that we would just eat. And we're like, yay, breakfast. And we're just like eating these. We're like, man, like, you know how it gets after you chew it or whatever. And it kind of like it starts cutting your throat after a while.
Yeah.
And we were just eating that because it was like, it's like the only food we really had, and it was our throats were hurting, but we're like, I'm hungry, so we're like eating this. And I don't like Skittles, if you can believe it. Kind of over Skittles after that.
I can understand.
But, you know, it's a memory that we both will have forever.
Yeah. But I think one the snack that I haven't had in a very long time is orange slices. And there goes the stream again. My computer alerts me now when the stream drops. My Mac didn't do that, but my Windows PC now. Oh, OBS disconnected. I'm like, all right, well, thanks. Thanks for the notification. I feel horrible now. but yeah, orange slices. I would say that my aunts, and when I say aunts, my mom's sister and my grandmother's sister, like really, like guided the way that I grew up. Like my love of tattoos came from my mom's sister. Like my mom has no tattoos. My aunt, my mom's sister, has like 13. I won't even say 13. She probably has like 20 something. And so both my brother and I and my two cousins, we all like got our love of tattoos from her. My cousins, my aunt has a whole bunch of piercings. My cousins have a whole bunch of piercings. Like she would, because she was a cool aunt because she doesn't have any kids. And so we all, you know, grew up taking after her. And my great aunt, my grandmother's sister, she was the one. While my mom was at work, while my grandmother was at work, she would watch us during the day. So, like, my love of baseball, my love of cooking, you know, all of that stuff, even cartoons. Like, I got all of that from her because she would sit and she would watch Looney Tunes cartoons, like, as long as they were on. It's honestly cartoons, baseball, cooking, and Jeopardy. I got that from her. But she would always have orange slices. And what she would do is there was a picture frame. And it was a picture frame of me as a baby that she had on her dresser. And that's where she would hide all her candy. And so we lived next door to her. And we never really knew when she got new candy. But anytime, like, we would come home from school. And so we would go into her room. And we'd like, hey, you know, hug her and kiss her. You know, like, how are you? And then we would, like, kind of try to get, like, sneak a look behind a picture frame to see what kind of candy she had back there. But it was either orange slices or it was, like, mini Snickers. And then, so, you know, if we were good during the day and she would give us, you know, one or two orange slices or she would give us one or two mini Snickers. But for the longest time, I had been looking for orange slices and I hadn't been able to find them. I remember when I was in Canada, we went to, and if Michelle's still in the chat, she can remind me. We went to this candy store. And it was like a bulk candy store where there's just like all these different kinds of candies and you just, you know, write down, put it in a bag, write down what the code number or whatever it is for the candy. And then you pay for it at the register. But there were all these different kinds of candies in the store. And even when it came to like gummy fruit candies, like there were peach rings and, you know, all this other kind of stuff. There was a whole bunch of different kind of candies, but there were no orange slices. And I'm like, what is going on? Well, I've been looking for these orange slices and I cannot find them. And I cannot remember the last time I've had orange slices.
Yeah, it could just be one of those candies that they just don't make anymore. Or they're just harder to find.
Probably.
I know there was, like, there's this one, I think the brand or whatever is, like, Terry's or something like that.
Okay.
Where it's, like, it's chocolate, but it's in, like, the shape of an orange and, like, orange slices, and it kind of has an orangey taste. Like, that's the whole point of it. And I remember having those when I was a kid, and my friend did, too, and we were talking about, like, she said she had, like, seen one somewhere, and she bought it. She's like, I haven't seen one of these in, like, years. And I was like, what the heck? Like, you should have got me one. She's like, oh, I didn't know you like it. I was like, yeah, I also haven't seen it forever. I forgot they, like, existed. And now I've seen them a handful of times just, like, around. So I don't know what happened to them for a while. And yeah. There's, like, other kinds, too, where sometimes they'll be, like, dark chocolate ones or whatever. But I just like the normal milk chocolate because I don't really like dark chocolate or anything. But
yeah,
it's just, like, a little... chocolate. Yeah, they were like other places. Like, they didn't really have them here in the U.S. anymore. I think, like, there was somewhere before or something on, like, Tumblr where, like, that was the thing gone.
Yeah, I remember. Oh, okay. Oh, it's going out, at least. But no.
Something was like, we have these. And it was like, so do we. But we
just have them in the whole time. Yeah, I remember when I was younger, I would see the commercial for those. And they would, like, be on TV a lot because they're... like, big selling point was that you unwrap them out of the foil and then you, like, bang them on the table and, like, blossoms open.
Yeah, and then it's just, like, slices of orange
chocolate. Yeah, and it's, like, slices of orange chocolate. Yeah, I remember seeing those a lot. Yeah, and now that I think about it, like, I hadn't heard about those in forever.
Yeah, see if you can find them now, because now I find them around stores as if, like, they never left.
Yeah, so, I have to, like, really look for it.
Yeah. I've had, I think, 2 within the past year. So it takes forever to eat because, like, you're like, oh, I can eat, like, half of this, and you eat, like, 5 pieces, you're like, that's enough. It takes a while to actually eat it, and then by then, the chocolate's, like, not great, because it's, like, you've wrapped it back up in the foil, but it's already been opened out of the package,
yeah.
So it's, like, it's a struggle. It's best shared with, like, a friend.
You can both, like, right.
Eat it a little faster. All right, my question. So we can not worry about your internet anymore.
Hopefully.
Knock on wood. Yeah, do that. I want to know if there's any times where you, like, I know I've talked about this before, but where you, like, overestimate yourself for whatever reason. Because I realize I do it a lot because I have a bad sense of, like, time. Mm-hmm. And kind of like time blindness where...
yeah.
I think I'm okay, and then I'm just not.
I think that probably when it comes to work, and there the stream goes again, but I'll say, like, I'll agree, like, yeah, I can do this, I can do that, I can take on this task, I can take on that task, and give credit to my supervisor. She'll tell me, she's like, well, let me know, you know, because I know that, because it's especially within, like, the last couple months, just about every project, every meeting that we've had, it's like, okay, yeah, he's going to do this, he's going to do that, you know, they're calling me in the meetings, and it's like, yeah, he's got this task, he's going to do this, and people will be telling me, and it's like, you know, every meeting I'm in, all I do is I hear your name and everything that you're going to do, and... my supervisor told me, she's like, let me know if this is too much, if I need to assign it to somebody else, or, you know, if I need to, you know, pull back on some of the stuff that we're giving you and everything. And I'm like, no, I can do it. I can do it. I can do it. It's fine. And I'm sitting there and I'm looking at everything that's in front of me and everything that I have to complete. I'm like, why did I agree to this? You know, it's like, why did I say that I could do all of this? It's not that I can't do it, but realistically, it's like something's gonna have to, like kind of fall off because it's just everything can't get done all at once. And it was probably about like maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago. I told my supervisor, I was like, hey, look, I know I said I could do this, but because we were doing like system testing and plus she had me in another project for this program. And then I had to help out another couple of trainers with another thing. And so I'm teaching, I'm testing, I'm updating training guides, and then I'm helping like newer trainers develop. And I'm doing all of that kind of at the same time. And so I told her, I was like, hey, I need you to take at least one of them. Just one. I was like, I think if you just take one, then I'll be okay. But no, it's just, I really overestimated myself because I'm like, I know all of this stuff. I don't have a problem doing the work. I don't mind doing the work, but I didn't take into account the physical toll that it would have on me. It's like, because you think about it, it's like, I'm working from home, so there's not stress of getting to the office, sitting in traffic, like being, you know, disturbed by people in the office, people coming up to your desk and talking to you. So I was like, I have peace. I have my own private space. I have time to do the work, but it's still, you know, losing my voice. It still takes it takes a heavy mental toll on you to take on all of the different projects at once and be expected to be great at everything. You know, and there's these expectations on you because the lead trainers, we had three ladies who were lead trainers in our group. One left last year and the other two left in the last couple months. And they got, different positions within the agency because they were, you know, of higher promotion potential. So of course, you know, people want to excel in their career field. They want to be able to, you know, grow. They want to be able to get promotions, make more money, and nobody can blame them for that. But it falls on the people that they have left behind to kind of pick up their slack. And these ladies were experts in their respective applications, you know? And for the most part, those applications have fallen on me to become the expert on. And I'm probably, I'm not the least experienced because we've had three more people be hired that have been hired behind me. But I haven't had as much experience as they had. And so now I've become the lead trainer without having the title of being the lead trainer. And so part of me wants to, you know, just kind of for pride and country, for, you know, for the agency. I want to make sure that I'm putting forth the best effort to make sure the agency looks good. But then also a part of myself is like, okay, well, I want to make sure I look good because I still want to be gainfully employed. You know, I don't want my performance to, you know, slide it or anything to where they're like, okay, well, you're not carrying your weight, so we're going to let you go. So I have to make myself marketable. And in making myself marketable, I've become the guy that does everything. And, you know, I can be asked or tasked to do anything and I get it done. But it became a part of now they ask me to do everything and then they expect me to do everything. It's kind of that thing like you want to do good so you can make yourself look better, but then the better you make yourself look, the more they expect from you. Mm-hmm. So a part of you is like, well, I don't want to make myself look too good, but I still want them to know that I can do my job. It's like a very fine line that you have to straddle because like, if I don't do enough, then it's like, okay, well, he's not doing his job. But if I do too much, it was like, okay, well, he can do everything. And so I'm on the side of that line where it's like, oh, well, he can do everything. And so, yeah, it's definitely been a lot of, I've been pushing myself unnecessarily the past couple months. And just because now, and I've talked about it before on the podcast, we've been having this big refresh project for the pretty much since the beginning of the year up until June, and we finally got to a point to where we could finalize the testing that we were doing, and we've been starting to get back into having classes now. And so now that we're talking about having classes, and because we're so short-staffed, I'm being tasked to teach almost everything. There are probably like maybe two applications out of the... let me count real quick. Epic, Hiccup, Empower, WebTA, Paycheck 8, Tink, Appco, SPVS Web, SPVS Mainframe. Out of the 9 subjects that we have, I'm only not being asked to teach 2 of them. So that's 7 classes, 7 applications that we have. No, 8, actually, because I forgot it. 9! So 9 out of 11. Because I'm forgetting up 2 other ones that I'm being asked to teach, but I just forgot because I haven't taught it in I don't know how long. So 9 out of the 11 subjects I'm being asked to teach because we're so short staffed. We don't have anybody else to teach it. So I'm like, okay. I know that I know what I'm doing, but I need to just like learn to like, okay. I can't do that much. Like, I need to understand and verbalize my limits. Because it's like, yeah, you can do it, but you're good. You're not that good. You're not, like, Superman. It's like, you can't do everything. And you gotta stop yourself, because you're gonna burn yourself out. And, like, to be honest, I've been burnt out, and... Because I was looking at my calendar the other day, and I'm like, I don't have a break, like a voluntary break up until the end of August when my birthday comes around. So I went through, you know, if it wasn't for Juneteenth, I would have been from Memorial Day up to the 4th of July, like the whole month of June, I wouldn't have had a day off. But you know, it's now from the 4th of July was our last holiday, and now I don't have an extra day off outside of the weekends up until when my birthday comes around at the end of August. So I'm just like burning the candle at both ends. Like, okay, well, I have to be better about sectioning off time for myself.
Especially if eventually you got to go back to the office too.
I don't even want to think about that.
I've seen a lot of people talk about that. They're like, we clearly have made it known that we don't have to be in the office. So the people that don't want to be, why can't they just not?
Right, exactly. It's like, we've done everything. We've made it to where we can completely do our jobs from home. There's really no reason for us to be in the office. And I feel like it would save the agency money because we're not utilizing a building, you know, we don't have to worry about all of the costs that come with a building. Everybody's working from home, and you can, because they told us the other day, they were talking about all of the meetings that we have and why we're not having on-camera meetings anymore. And they were saying because we're at a government agency and we all have to like VPN into our network to work, it uses up a lot of bandwidth whenever we have on-camera meetings. And so take all that money that you've allocated towards a building, let us work at home, funnel that money into buying more bandwidth, and then we can operate more efficiently while we're at work. Because our VPN, our network drops, like, not even talking about my own internet, but our network drops connectivity so often because you have an entire workforce trying to VPN into the network on a daily basis. So... And speaking of, my stream dropped again. Audio listeners, you're going to hear my voice. You probably actually dropped out a little bit, but you'll hear me. And this is awful. Absolutely awful.
That was funny. Because when you were saying, not even my own internet, but the work's internet. And then you go... Really funny. I laughed.
I had a little intimate talk with the audio listeners real quick. I was like, you might not hear Ashley, but you'll at least hear me. This is still recording my voice, but I'm sorry because this is just awful.
Oh, that was That was a good time. That was funny.
My internet has comedic timing. I'm happy about that.
At least we're almost done.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've talked about it before with like overestimating myself all the time when it comes to like getting ready or packing or anything like that, because I always think like, oh, okay, I can wait and start getting ready at this time, or like even like especially if I have to get up early, it's always like, oh, I can wait to get up. Like, I only need to get up like a half hour before I have to like go anywhere,
right?
Which is always a mistake.
Yeah, that's not giving you a lot of time at all.
No, I overestimate myself all the time. And it happens every time. Like, you'd think I'd learn. I do it with cleaning too, where it's like, all right, today I'm going to do like this, 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 this. And it's like, I'm lucky if I do like two or three things out of that list. Like, why do I give myself so much to do? I know, yeah. I should know myself. Like, okay, just today, just focus on like this. Tomorrow you can worry about something else. I just do it all the time. I have this puzzle that I haven't worked on in a long time because I kind of like buried it under stuff because it's on my desk over on like this part. Because my desk kind of has like, I don't know, I guess you could say like three parts technically. And I was doing it over here and now it's like buried. You can't even see it because I've put stuff on top of it, just like notebooks and, you know, whatever else, a water bottle.
Yeah.
But like, it's like, oh, I could do this puzzle. I got this. I've had it for a long time. I want to say, I know it was like pre-pandemic. And then I've just forgotten about it because it's like buried. And it's also a difficult puzzle. It's just the gradient. So it's like really hard to try and like match up all the colors.
Why would you do that to yourself?
It's like, is this shade of purple? Does it go here? Does it match?
No, I've seen those puzzles. I would never.
I don't remember. I don't even know the boxes. I don't remember how many like pieces it was. It might be in this pile somewhere. I might have put it with my other puzzles on my coffee, under my coffee table or something. Because I don't know. I feel like it's like 1,000 pieces as well.
Probably.
I want to do puzzles with my friend, but she always, because I love doing puzzles, but she has to be like in the right mood to do puzzles. So a lot of times she's not, is the problem. But I'm like, man, like I collect puzzles and I'm like, I want to do this puzzle, but like I'll never end up finishing it by myself. Like one weekend, like we need to start it on like the day I come over. So hopefully by the time I leave, we can have it done.
Yeah.
But just never do. Like, I know last year I bought a puzzle from up north, which this year it was on sale, of course.
Of course, because you already have it.
But like, we still haven't done it. I remember starting it at her house, but she was like, I don't want to do it, so she didn't help me. So I didn't get very far, and I had to end up taking it apart. So I tried to leave certain pieces that I already started like together and stuff, but yeah, any kind of puzzles, especially like, I'm like, oh, 1,000-piece puzzle, easy. I don't know why I think that. I don't know if I've ever finished a 1,000-piece puzzle. Like, I know I've done some puzzles by myself, but I don't think I've ever done a 1,000-piece puzzle by myself. And I don't have that many. I only have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 off the top of my head that I can think of. And out of those, I know I've completed at least 2, and I've started the other 3 at different parts. But no, I finished the, like, the one I have is the only ones I finished are 300, and the other one is like 800 or something, or 500, something like that. I'm not sure about the other. I think this one's 1,000 pieces.
Okay.
But I'm not sure about the other ones. And you know, I finished other ones before, too. Like, my parents have some at their house that, like, but that's not by myself. You know, it's, like, my siblings and my parents will help, too. But I know I've done a few over there and some others here and there. I only own 5 of my own puzzles.
Okay.
But, yeah, I always just overestimate myself for some reason. I do it so often with so many things, because that's what I was thinking about with like cleaning, because like this week I've been doing, you know, because I got home from up north, and so I'm like trying to unpack while also clean, while also like trying to figure out what I need to pack because, you know, I only have this week. And then, like, I have to make sure, like, that's why I went to my parents' house yesterday to do the laundry that I had, the dirty laundry I brought up north, because I was like, I know, like, you know, we got home Saturday. So I was like, well, I'm not going to bring it over Saturday or Sunday. I'll let mom, like, do her laundry and everyone else at their house, like, do laundry. I'll wait till Wednesday to bring over my laundry and then do it. Then hopefully I'm not, like, competing for the washer. So that was fun. So I did that yesterday. And then I went over there today to get the rest of my laundry because I had to, like, leave some stuff that was still drying. And mom's like, oh, you can grab it tomorrow. So I went over there earlier. And then yesterday I also had to mow because I hadn't mowed, you know, the whole week I was up north. So I was like, I have to mow now because I'm about to be gone for another week.
Yeah.
And it's been like on and off of like, oh, it might rain. So yesterday was like, oh my God, I have to mow. And so, because I have to borrow the lawnmower from my parents because I don't have one. So I had to do that. And then I was like, all right, I got to borrow the weed whacker too. And I forgot that. So today when I went over to pick up the rest of my laundry, I grabbed the weed whacker. So tomorrow I have to weed whack. So I'm like, why do I always overestimate myself? What do I think? Like, oh, that's fine. Like when Peyton and I were planning this trip, I was like, I got it.
Right.
A week. Plenty of time to do all my, like, after coming back from up north stuff.
Right.
And it's not bad, like, but I just, you know, I overestimate all the time of what I can get done in a single day. So, that's all. It's not terrible. It's just, I don't know. I just think I could, I'm like, if I could just pause time,
just pause
one thing, and I'll be like, oh, perfect, see, got it done, that's everything I needed to do, like, one thing done, and then I also gotta find time to, you know, like, cuddle with Smokey and take Toby on a walk, and, you know, so it hasn't been terrible or anything, but definitely overestimating myself, like, I don't know how much more cleaning I'll be able to do over the next few days before I leave.
Yeah.
But, oh well, whenever it doesn't get done, I'll do when I get home.
Right, you do it when you get back. It's not going to go anywhere, for sure.
Exactly. So it's like, that's another reason. It's like, why am I rushing myself to, like... But, I don't know. It's just one of those things. My, like, it's something that my mom has, like, instilled in me of, like... Before we leave, you know, it's like the house has to be clean before we go on like a vacation. So I'm like, I gotta clean the house.
It was like, I can understand that because it's less that you have to do when you get back because you have to worry about unpacking and then because I know when we were young and my mom would take us on vacations and stuff, you know, it was always the thing of, oh, we're going on vacation, so I have to get all my friends' souvenirs and stuff like that. And so when you get back, not only do you have to worry about unpacking, but then now you have to figure out, you know, who gets what souvenir, when am I going to bring it to them, you know, all this other kind of stuff. And then back when there were film cameras, you know, you take pictures on vacation, you got to go worry about getting them developed. And, you know, if you got a photo album, put them in a photo album, you know, it was like there was a lot of things that came with post vacation. So the last thing you want to have to worry about is, you know, cleaning the house. But now, you know, phones, you cameras in your phone, you know, you take pictures while you're on your trip and you can send them to whoever you need to send them to. And I don't think we really worry about getting souvenirs for other people nowadays. So I mean, like I said, you know, whatever you don't get done this week, after you come back from Chicago, you'll get it done. And even if you don't get it done as soon as you get back, you'll get it done at some point, you know. It's gonna get done.
I know. It's like, it's stuff that, like, you know, I want to take care of or whatever, like, it's because of something, you know, that I've done, or sometimes, like, it's just anywhere, like, in the house of, like, you know, I'm still going through or throwing out stuff and, like, that my parents and my siblings have all left behind, and, you know, so it's like, or that, like, my neighbor gave me before, like, I still have all that stuff, too, because for a while, I go back and forth all the time. Or sometimes I'm like, oh, maybe they'll want it. And then it's like, oh, they've gone without it for years. But then it's like, oh, I don't know, maybe it depends on what it is. You know? So,
right, yeah.
Like, do I just throw it out? Because obviously they don't remember, they don't care. But, like, pretty much at this point, the only one I care about or, like, think will care about something that I throw away or whatever is, like, my sisters.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think anything that I have... I don't think my parents will care about anything I throw away. My brothers were younger. I don't think they remember anything.
Yeah.
Like, I know my sisters have, like, old trophies and stuff that I don't know if they want to keep or something. So I have thrown a lot of stuff away in their room, but, like, it's still... It's one of those things where it's, like, you feel like you're making progress, and you've got, like, you know, you've got, like, 10 trash bags full, and you're, like, awesome, and you look around, and it's, like, actually, it looks like I haven't done anything. I hate that feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's like I just panic all the time of like, oh man, do I clean out the fridge? Do I go clean my old brother's room?
Right.
What do? I don't know why I do this to myself. I do it like every time I go on vacation, I feel like. And when it's like, it's not like it's someone I don't know that's going to be in my house either. Like, when I'm on vacation, it's my friend. Like, when we go up north. And, like, now when I go to Chicago, it's going to be, like, my sister's. So...
Yeah.
It's not like it's some stranger, so I have to, like, make my house look super presentable. Like, if it's not perfect, like, it doesn't really matter. And actually, I can be like, hey... Girls, while you're here, go up in your room and take
right.
anything you want, because whatever you leave behind after this week, I am throwing away, just FYI.
Right.
It's the perfect time to do that, and then I could just purge their room. Another big thing was for a while, I couldn't throw out, like, any big stuff, like, any furniture,
mm-hmm.
because of, like, COVID, so, like, you know, the garbage people wouldn't take, like, any furniture or anything.
Oh, okay.
But now I think they are, but I always forget because, like, I have, like, my old dining room chairs or whatever because I got dining room chairs and a new dining room table from my neighbor when she moved. So I have, like, my old dining room table that's just, like, it's too big and it's a mess anyway. Like, a leg's broken off, you know.
Yeah.
It was my parents before, so that and then, like, all the old dining room chairs that I want to throw out, but I wasn't able to. So they're taking up a lot of space in, like, the dining room table is still in the dining room. It's just, like, pushed up against the wall on its side. And then I have, like, all the old dining room chairs in my brother's room. And I keep wanting to, like, at least, like, grab one chair. Like, if I just throw out, like, one chair a week or something and see if they'll take it. And if they do, be like, cool. Because I don't want to put them all out there and be, you know, maybe they wouldn't take it or whatever. Mm-hmm. Just, like, one or two a week. But I always forget because it's behind a closed door. So I just don't think about it until, like, after the week or something. And then it's like, fuck, okay, next week. And then it's just never matter. Even, like, at that point, be like, okay, I will pull one out and keep it by, like, the front door or something. So I remember,
right.
I never do. I'm just stupid.
You got to keep it in your line of sight.
It's just, it's always because I don't need the dog or the cat going in. Like, I pretty much keep all the doors closed because I don't want the dog or cat going in there. Like, the bathroom, the basement, any of the bedrooms except for, like, the girls upstairs because that's, like, Toby's room. He gets nervous when I have the door closed up there.
Oh, okay.
But, like, every other door I just keep closed because, like, Smokey tries to eat Q-tips and Toby tries to eat, like, tampons. And, like... You know, so I just keep all the doors closed.
Right.
Worry about what they're trying to do. So I don't think about it because the door is closed.
Right.
I need to, like, put a sign on the door and be like, grab a chair. And then, like, the boys had, like, race car beds in there, so that takes up a lot of space in that room, too. And then it's always like, dad's like, oh, whatever, throw them out. And mom's like, no, we can sell them. And it's like, it's been years. Figure out what you're going to do with them.
Right. Make a decision or they're all getting thrown out.
Yeah. I remember that, like, some dude had to come over and, like, mess with my meter, like, my water meter or whatever, like, downstairs. He had to go in the basement. And I had an old dollhouse down there.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of my sister's that, like, as she got older, she didn't play with anymore, so it went down the basement. And it's been down there for years and years and years. And He was doing my water meter or whatever. Then he's like, hey, what are you doing at that dollhouse? I was like, nothing. You want it? He's like, yeah, I've got a daughter. And like, I've been trying to look for one. And this one looks really cool. And I haven't been able to find a cool one. I thought about making her one. But he's like, can I have that one? I was like, just take it. Go for it.
Yeah, like, I'm not doing anything with it.
Awesome. Because that was another thing where I was like, oh, I could just throw that out. Mom's like, you could sell it. And then I was like, I just gave it away. She's like, that's fine. I was like, oh my God.
And I don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, that's one thing I don't have to worry about anymore. And like all the other things that I've thrown out of who knows if it was important or not. But now that it's gone, no one will remember it.
Nobody asked about it, then it obviously wasn't important.
Exactly. Nobody ever asked about anything over here. It's like they've forgotten they used to live here.
Everything they took with them is what they wanted to take with them. Everything they left over there, like, I can do without it.
I've told, like, the girls to come over and, like, pretty much just the girls. And then, like, Dad, I'm like, I don't know if there's, like, tools down the basement. Or I know he's got, like, his old weights down there. I'm like, I don't know if you'd want those or something. Like, anything down the basement, Dad, if there's something you want, and then pretty much just anything in the girls' room if there's something they want. But I'm like, other than that, I'm pretty much just gonna assume it's just junk. I know there's, like, there's pictures and stuff here, too, that I think might be my parents' closet, because I haven't bothered to, like, go through that, because their closet was always full with, like, all sorts of stuff. So that, I figured my mom can come over and go through one day or something. But like I said, it's just been years. No one's gone through anything. I'm like, I don't know what to do. And they're like, I'll just throw it away. I'm like, I don't. That feels weird, though. But I still do it sometimes. Yeah. Sometimes I just get sick of it, and I'm like, purging.
I just put it in a pile and get rid of all of it.
Exactly. Like, there have been times where I've thrown out, like, so many garbage bags at once where I'm just, like, throw stuff away, whether it's stuff down the basement or in one of the bedrooms or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm just like, well, hopefully it's okay. But, yeah, that's... cleaning this, like, thoroughly going through and cleaning and throwing out everything in this house is definitely something I've overestimated myself with. Because I don't know why I'm always like, I can do it. I'll do it over the summer. I've never gotten it done, still. I work on it here and there, but like I said, it's behind closed doors that I never go into, so I'm up here half the time.
No,
until suddenly it's like,
out of sight, out of mind.
Exactly. But once my sisters go through theirs, I'll just be like, cool. Because I know, like, all their furniture in there, I know, is just like, I can pitch it.
Yeah.
See, you know what would be a good idea? And my dad talked about it, but it was COVID. So I was like, I don't know, maybe after COVID. Was like renting a dumpster and then just like.
Just throwing everything in there.
Yeah. Like all the furniture, like all the big stuff, and then like any garbage bags or, you know, like whatever. It's like, oh, that'd be a good idea. And like. Now that COVID's over, I mean, it's not over, but like, the garbage people are taking stuff again, is what I mean. That might be a good thing to do, and then just have, like, maybe, like, my dad and my sisters come over and be like, if there's anything you want, take it, otherwise, just pitch it in the dumpster, and, like, I'll just pitch whatever, you know? Like, I've got plenty of stuff in my room that I could purge as well. From, you know, because I've lived in that room for... probably like at least 10 years or so. So, you know, I've got plenty of stuff that it's like, oh yeah, throw this out there. I've got one of those old TVs in my room, one of those giant, like, really heavy TVs that you need like two people to carry.
Yeah.
I can throw that in the dumpster.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, it still works, but like, I don't watch TV, and I have this flat screen thing right here that I have like my laptop hooked up to. Like, that's all I need.
Right.
So yeah, but that'll be a thing I'll have to figure out with my parents or something. Maybe in like August we can do that.
Right. Yeah. Take care of that.
Sometime before everyone goes back to school and stuff.
Yeah. And get everybody to come over and pitch in and just like. Actually, yeah, look at stuff. Right, yeah.
Or like a weekend or something. That'd be fun.
Like, now this is your chance to speak now or forever hold your peace on if we want to keep this or not. If not, Chuck it.
Oh man, that's a really good idea. I'll have to actually talk to my family about that. I forgot about the whole dumpster thing. And like I said, I know Dad and I talked about it before. I forgot about that. That'd make it so much easier. And then I wouldn't have to worry about like throwing something out that they want.
Yeah, and they can make the decision for themselves.
Exactly. Well, I'll have to talk to them about it and I'll keep you updated.
Sounds good. But now that my internet is steady, we'll go ahead and wrap the stream up. But to all of our listeners, thank you so much for joining us. To everyone in chat, you know, if you're just listening now, you can be a part of chat. You can join us every Thursday night, 7:30 p.m. Central Time at twitch.tv/TJSpider. We stream our episode of the Spider Bites podcast. You can join in on chat. You can, you know, join in the conversation. Give your own two cents about whatever it is that we're talking about. If you want to talk about your favorite snacks, or you want to talk about sometimes that you overestimated yourself, or anything in between, because we definitely talked about a lot. We've gone over an hour and a half tonight. But no, like I said at the beginning of the show, I feel like we always get like this when we haven't talked in a week and we just kind of have to catch up on stuff. But it makes for fun conversation. But you can join in on the conversation by joining the live stream on Thursday night, 7:30 p.m. Central Time, twitch.tv/TJSpider. But even if you don't join in on the chat live, you can still join in on the conversations by reaching out to us on social media. You can find us on Tumblr at spiderbitespodcast.tumblr.com. There's an Ask Us Anything link right there in the middle of the page. You can click that. We'll see the message. Or you can find us on Facebook at Spider Bites Podcast. Just search for Spider Bites Podcast. That's Bites, B-Y-T-E-S. Spider Bites Podcast on Facebook. Or you can tweet at us at Spider Bites Cast. If you're watching the stream right now, you can see the social media links right there across the bottom of the screen. So you can just follow any of those and you can find us on social media. Or if you want to forego social media, you can still email us at spiderbitespodcast@gmail.com. Ask us questions, leave us comments, share a story, chime in on something that we've talked about. Anything that you send to us, we would love to hear from you. If you want to keep up with the show, you can follow the Spider Bites Podcast on just about any podcast streaming service. We're on Apple, Google, Stitcher, Spotify, Podchaser, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, Pandora, you name it. There's a good chance that we're probably there. But we ask if you do follow us on any podcast streaming service, if you can, leave us a rating, leave us a review. It's a good free way to help the show. And I do emphasize free. It costs you nothing. We don't have a Patreon. We don't have a GoFundMe. We don't have anything. We don't ask you for any monetary compensation. All we ask is for your honest opinions and your support. But you can leave us a rating. Just let us know like what you feel about us. Give us a 2-star. Give us a 5-star. However you feel. But whatever rating system those podcast streaming services has, it helps us move up those charts. So that way when someone is looking for a new podcast to listen to, we're more likely to show up on that list based on how many ratings we've gotten. Yeah. But the reviews help us because it lets us know exactly what you feel about the show. Do you think that there are some things that we can improve upon? Do you think that there are some things that we should keep on doing? We have some episodes where we just talk about a single solitary subject. We talk about a different show or anime or just something that we've experienced recently. Or we have the episodes like we do now where we talk about individual topics that we bring to the show. You can let us know if you want to hear more solitary topic shows and we can start doing more of those. Or if you like the way that we're doing it now, we'll keep doing the things that we're doing. But those reviews let us know how you feel about the show. So we take that, we review your reviews, and we can bring a better quality show to you. Captain Wolfpack says, how do I get on the show? You know what, Captain Wolfpack, you and I, we're going to talk later. We can kind of schedule something out, but we have guests every now and then. Last week, Michelle, aka Bippin Queen, she was a guest on the show. Ashley was out of town on vacation. We have guests on the show every now and then, so you're part of the community. Captain Wolfpack, you have been in and out of the streams and in and out of podcasts. You've been hanging out with us. There's a very good chance that we can get you on the show. Not a problem at all. But feel free to join us. You know, be a part of that community. Be a part of the chat. Be a part of our listener group. Maybe one day you can be on the show as well. But definitely let us know how you feel about the show, so that way we can bring a better quality show to you. If you don't want to use any podcast streaming services, you can still keep up with the show by going to our website at spiderbites.buzzsprout.com. It's an online audio player. You can access it from any browser, whether you're on a PC, laptop, phone, or a tablet. You just go to the website, scroll down to whichever episode you want to listen to, click play, and it'll start playing right there from your browser. You can get in touch with Ashley or myself individually. Our social media links will be in the description of the show, as well as every link to everything else that I just mentioned.
Man, I got so much coming up lately.
Besides your trip to Chicago?
Yeah, well, just like, because I was thinking about it. It's all exciting things. Because volume 19 of Bungo Stray Dogs, I don't know when it came out, sometime within the past few days. Of course, it's not available on Barnes & Noble website. Of course not. So I'll have to look while I'm in Chicago to see if I can find like a bookstore there or something that has it. That just came out, so I'll be able to get that eventually. tomorrow, the first episode of the Oh Baby anime comes out.
Ooh.
Obviously, I've got the Chicago trip, and I get to have Korean food and boba while I'm there. Oh,
Korean food.
I get to go to the Japanese recycle shops that are there. Ugh, it's
just a lot. It is a lot to experience in just a short amount of time.
I know. Oh, ow.
I heard that.
Ow.
That was the loudest thud.
Sometimes it's a mistake. I hit like right below my mic, so
it definitely emphasized it.
Toby was excited to see me when I got home.
That's good.
My friend said he must have known that he was coming home or something, because whenever he goes outside over there, because they don't have a fenced-in yard, they go on the tether. So she puts his harness on and then, you know, hooks him to the tether. So if he just goes outside, that's what she does.
Mm-hmm.
But even though she does that every day, multiple times a day to let him outside or to, like, take him on a walk or anything, she's like, that day in particular, I, like, grabbed his harness and he just let out a, like, like he was excited. it's like he knew. And then when he came over here, he's always excited to be somewhere where he likes. So, like, if we go over to her house or if we get to my house, like, he gets excited.
Mm-hmm.
And so I already saw he was excited, and I walked out on the porch, and I was like, Toby! And he, like, ran. Like, my friend had to let go of his leash, and he just ran right up to me. I was like, ah, yes! He was so excited.
And you were worried. Yeah, I told you, like, you know, he's a little bit older. You've been spending a lot more time with him. Yeah, of course he's going to be excited. Now you're leaving him again. You're like, well, I just got you back.
I know. And then, like, Smokey, he's always excited when I get home, you know.
Yeah.
That's why it's kind of nice that my friend's still at work when I get home, so I have some time that I can spend with Smokey before my friend gets home and can bring my dog back. But at least while I'm gone, like, my sisters will be here, because Smokey loves, you know, like, he lived with them before, so he knows them and loves them. Like, dad's his favorite.
Yeah.
So maybe my dad can stop him for something, too. But, like, you know, so he'll be excited to see my sisters and stuff, too.
Yeah.
So he won't be too bothered as long as they spend some time with him, which, you know, I was like, he loves cuddles and he loves people, especially people he already knows.
Right. So that's good.
Exactly. So they'll be fine. They'll deal with it.
Yeah. And you won't be gone that long, so it'll be fine.
No. Exactly. So. And then they'll be excited to see me again. So.
Yeah.
Win-win.
Well, just as the last time that we spoke, I want to wish you a very, very, very fun trip. I hope you enjoy yourself. Hope you have a great time. I know you've been looking to get back to Chicago for a while now, so I'm very happy that you're able to get back there. But yeah, have a lot of fun. Come back with a lot of stories, and I'll be looking forward to seeing whatever you post on Snapchat.
I know, I forgot to post too much when I was up north, so like the last couple days. And I was like taking pictures.
No, to be completely honest, that is a good thing. If you are on vacation and you're like posting on social media is the furthest thing from your mind, that means that you're enjoying yourself. And so that's a good thing.
Yeah, when it comes to being up north, a lot of the times I don't have my phone on me because I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
In Chicago, I always have my phone on me, obviously, because, you know, I'm in a big city and stuff.
Right.
But like up north, I'm like, we're in the same little place. It's like everyone else that's there is all people we know. Like, I'll just leave my phone on the table or something and be like, all right, I'm going to go swimming. You know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, a lot of times there, I don't even have my phone on me. But in Chicago, I will. So there'll probably be more Chicago pictures. So.
Okay.
Forward to it.
Be definitely looking forward to it. And to all of our listeners, everyone in the chat that joined us tonight, thank you so much for joining us. We love you. We appreciate you. And we will see you all for the next episode. And I hit my mic again. Bye, everybody.
See ya.